الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders, Alhamdulillah, we have commenced the month of Rabi'ul Awwal, and in this Mubarak month, we generally hear talks on the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And of course, the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should be discussed every single day of our life. But we take the opportunity, being the month of Rabi'ul Awwal, the month, the blessed month in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born. We find in many masajid, and there are many programs, seerah programs, wherein various discussions of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are held. The azmat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his position, his greatness, his loftiness in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that earned him the title of Habibullah. There is no title, there is no quality greater than Habibullah, the most beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is discussed. And we have heard this on many occasions, that how beautiful was the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then the love that the Sahaba had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thuban radiallahu anhu, famous incident where after being with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the entire day, and especially after Isha Salah when he had to leave the masjid, and when he goes home, he is restless and he comes back to the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, knocks on the door, makes salam, and he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these few moments that I departed from you, I became restless, I just had that burning ache and pain just to see your Mubarak face just one more time. And of course, there are great lessons that you and I derive from the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, especially when it comes to the matters of akhlaq and the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'een mentioned various incidents regarding the beautiful character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha, when somebody asked her, explain to me, what was the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? She gives a very beautiful, a very simple answer. And she says, كَانَ خُلُقُهُ الْقُرْآنِ. His character was the Qur'an. Open any page of the Qur'an, any surah, any verse, you will find the beautiful character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Exactly what Allah had commanded him to do, he carried it out. Whatever he was prohibited from, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam refrained from it. He showed kindness and compassion to the young, the old, the needy, the widows, the orphans. He sought justice. He forbade oppression. He was a Nabi of an Ummah. The greatest Nabi that ever came into the surface of this world. A Nabi who was a leader. He was a Nabi who was a father. And he shows parents how to conduct themselves with their children. A Nabi who was a husband. And the several wives that Rasulullah ﷺ had. We see how beautifully he lived with them. The love and care he shows to them. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha once says, there was an incident when Rasulullah ﷺ had become upset with his wives, and there was some talk of talaq. It's a very lengthy incident, but however, when he comes to them, the first person he comes to is Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha, who he loved very dearly. And he gives her the choice first. Aisha, decide, you want me or you want a divorce. Sayyidina Aisha immediately says, Ya Rasulullah, I wish to still remain as your wife. And then she tells him, Ya Rasulullah, please, this choice that I have made now, don't mention this to your other wives. Now this was the possessive nature that the wives of Rasulullah had. A sort of jealousy that they would have towards the next wife of Rasulullah. So she did not want any other wife to perhaps make the same choice that she did. She wanted to be the only wife of Rasulullah, enjoy Rasulullah for herself. And now what reply does Rasul give her? He said, Aisha, مَا بَعَثَنِي اللَّهُ مُعَنِّتًا وَلَا مُتَعَنِّتًا. Allah has not sent me as a person who is harsh, cruel, obstinate, stubborn, one who puts a burden on the next person's shoulder and makes life difficult and harasses him. Allah has sent me as a mu'alliman muyassiran, a teacher who makes things easy for the ummah. Such was the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There are many occasions where a Yahudi or some Bedouin comes and he demands his payment for perhaps a loan that he had given to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Zayd bin Sun'a radiallahu ta'ala, before he becomes a Sahabi, he was a Jew. He lived in Medina. And he says, I saw and I recognized every quality of Nubuwwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Every quality of Nubuwwat, I recognize it in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yet I just had just one or two. And I wanted to see, yasbiqu hilmuhu jahla. I wanted to see this quality of his, that his tolerance would supersede, it would outstrip his anger. If somebody became very angry and was very harsh and cruel to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then he would not resort to anger, but he would show his tolerance and he would forgive that person. Now these are lessons for all of us. In every day of our life, we are tested with these type of incidents. Whether it is with monetary dealings or social dealings or at home or in the school or in the madrasa, wherever we are. He says, I lived with the Sahaba, with the Muslims. I needed to test this one quality of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to make out for certain whether he was a genuine and a true Nabi of Allah or not. He says, it so happened that a person, a Bedouin comes and he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, my village, they have accepted Islam. And I encouraged them. I prompted them to accept Islam and I assured them that if you accept Islam, then Allah will open doors of livelihood for you. And you will become prosperous. But Ya Rasulullah, after accepting Islam now, it so happened that they have been struck with a drought. And now they are in need of some assistance. I fear that just as they came into the fold of Islam willingly, they may leave the fold of Islam very easily. I need some assistance. Rasulullah looks at Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. Oh Ali, have you got something to spare? He says, Ya Rasulullah, we have got nothing whatsoever. Zayd bin Sun'a says, I seized the opportunity. I went forward, I said, Oh Muhammad, if you wish, I would give you 80 dinar coins, 80 gold coins. And in payment of that, you may give me at a certain date, so much of dates from any of your Sahabi's orchard. Agreement was made. Rasulullah received this cash and he had perhaps a month or two in which he would give these dates to this Yahudi. But before the passing of the exact date or coming to of the exact date of payment, 2 or 3 days prior to that date, the due date, this Yahudi says, Rasulullah had performed janazah salah from Sahabi, and he was accompanied by Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, Umar radiallahu ta'ala, Uthman radiallahu ta'ala. And suddenly I went forward, and they held Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam very harshly, very cruelly. And he says, بِوَجْهٍ غَلِيظٍ, very severely. I got hold of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I pushed him to the wall. I said, Ya Muhammad, where is my dates? It was not even time up for giving the dates over to me. He says, oh, you people of Banu Hashim, of Abdul Muttalib, I know you people to prolong when it comes to payment and did not give me my money and did not give the people the due on the due date. He says, when I look on the side, I see the eyes of Umar radiallahu anhu rolling. He was mad. He was angry. Then he addressed me. He says, did you address my Rasulullah in this manner? Had it not been for the pact and agreement that we had made, Muslims with the Jews, I would have struck your neck off right now. What does Rasulullah say? He says, Yabn al-Khattab Umar, this Yahudi, this person and myself should be advised in a better way. You could have told me, Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, why don't you pay the man his due? And you could have told him that he should take his due very easily and not be harsh and cruel towards him. Now Umar, go and pay him his due and add to it another 20 sa, 20 kgs of dates. Because you terrorized him. Umar goes, radiallahu ta'ala. He gives Zayd bin Sun'a these dates and also the extra dates that he was commanded by Rasulullah to give. This Yahudi says, what is this for? What is the extra for? He says, my messenger, my Rasulullah commanded me because I terrorized you. Because I was harsh to you and I spoke to you in that very harsh terms. He has commanded me now to show kindness to you and give you extra dates. He says, Umar, do you know who am I? He says, no. He says, I am Zayd bin Sun'a. Umar says, Zayd bin Sun'a, the rabbi? He says, yes. Umar says, then why did you address my Rasul in this manner? You are supposed to be a learned person. He says, oh Umar, I wanted to test the quality of tolerance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I bear witness, raditu billahi rabba, wa bil islami deena, wa bi muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rasulah. I bear witness that I am happy with Allah as my Rabb, and Islam as my deen, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as my messenger. I bear witness to you that I have accepted Islam, and half my wealth now will go to the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Umar says with you, don't give it to the entire ummah, because it will not be possible for you to see the entire ummah. Give it to part of the ummah. He takes him and brings him to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he declares a shahada in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How did he come to the fold of Islam? Because of the tolerance, the patience, the softness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the kindness. Another very similar incident of another Yahudi who demanded his loan back from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He demanded his payment. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pleads to him. He says, Wallah, Allah's qasam, I do not have a single cent to give you now. He says, then I will not leave you. Rasulullah says, if that's the case, then I will sit with you. I will sit the entire day with you. It is mentioned in the riwayat, Rasulullah sat with him. He did not move from the place of Dhuhr, till Asr, till Maghrib, till Isha, till the next Fajr. Rasulullah remained with him. Sahaba come forward to that person, to that Yahudi. They begin to threaten him. What is the matter? Why are you harassing over Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sees the Sahaba doing this. He stops them. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells the Sahaba to pay off his due. This person then says, oh Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I had been reading the Torah and your beautiful qualities in the Torah that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will be the son of Abdullah, he will be born in Makkah, he will make hijrah to Medina, his kingdom will go right to Sham, and he will have such qualities, laysa bifadhin wala ghalidhin, he will not be vulgar, he will not be harsh, he will not be cruel, he'll be kind, he'll be full of compassion, mercy and love for his people. I've tested this. And wala sakhaban fil aswaq, he will not be a person who will go to the marketplaces and be rowdy and shout above his voice, but he will speak in soft tones. He will show compassion. He will show generosity. I have seen these qualities. I bear witness that I believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as my Allah, and there is no God besides Allah, and you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are the true messenger of Allah. The time of Hunayn took place, after Hunayn, Rasulullah sallam had given and shared the booty to various sahaba. He gave Aqra bin Habis 100 camels, Uyayna bin Hisan 100 camels. He gave many others. But he comes by a person, and he addresses Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he says, "Ma urida bihadhihi alqismati wajhu Allah." He says, "Oh Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you have distributed the mali ghanimat, the booty, but you have not earned the pleasure of Allah. You have not done it for the sake of Allah, because you are not fair, and you did not equally distribute this booty. You have been unfair in your distribution." Rasulullah turns around and says, "What? If I am not just, then who can be just? If I am not just, then who can be just?" Immediately after that, without rebuking, without scolding this person, he says, "Rahim Allah Musa. قَدْ أُوذِيَ أَكْثَرْ مِنْ هَذَا فَصَبَرْ." May Allah shower His choice, His mercy on Musa alayhi salatu salam, who was troubled by his people, harassed by his people, far greater than what I am being troubled by my people. Musa alayhi salatu salam was tolerant and he had patience. So may Allah have showered His mercy upon him. This is the humility of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another Arabi, a Bedouin, comes. He tugs onto the collar of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He had been wearing a shawl and pulls onto the shawl, which had a very coarse border. Anas radiallahu anhu says, "I could see the imprints of this border, very coarse, very hard border of the shawl of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on his beautiful soft neck." He tugs onto the shawl and he demands from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Murni bimalillah alladhi a'ta." Give me some of that wealth which belongs to Allah, and you are supposed to distribute that wealth from Baytul Mal. Give me some of that wealth. He did not ask in a kind manner. He was harsh. فَدَبَسَّمَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلُّ اللَّهِ فَضَحِكَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلُّ اللَّهِ. Maybe some smile. And immediately tells the Sahaba to hand over some wealth to this person. The incidents upon incidents. Those who were his enemy, his bitter enemy, people like Wahshi radiallahu ta'ala, Hind radiallahu ta'ala anha. But when they come into the fold of Islam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not harbor any malice against them. He forgives them completely. And what do they say? What does Hind say? She says, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from all the people in the world I hated you the most. Now after accepting Islam, I love you the most." Because of his forgiving nature, she had chewed the liver of his beloved uncle Hamza radiallahu ta'ala. Habbar ibn Aswad, who was responsible for harming, injuring his beloved daughter Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, when she was mounted on a camel. It's a lengthy incident when she was making hijrat, coming to Medina Munawwara. And as she was leaving, Habbar ibn Aswad goes and he prods the animal. He makes the animal excited, begins to poke it. Zainab falls off. She miscarries her child. She aborts her child. She is bleeding. She is injured. She is hurt. What pain must have went through Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But comes the day of Fatah Makkah, when Habbar comes in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, O Ya Muhammad, I have heard that you are a very kind and forgiving person. Fasfah anni jahli. I made a mistake. I was ignorant." What did Rasulullah tell him? "Qad afawtu ank. Habbar, I have forgiven you." He recites the kalima, comes into the fold of Islam. These were the teachings of beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One sahabi says, "It is the beginning of Islam and I just learned a few postures of salat." He says, "I come into the masjid and as I was engaged in jamaat with the congregation, Rasulullah was leading the salat, one person sneezed. So when he sneezed, I said, 'Yarhamukallah,' in salat." He says, the sahaba began to look at me with very big eyes, staring at me as though I had done something wrong. So then I mentioned something And immediately they began to tap on the laps, indicating me to silence me. So I remained silent and knew I was doing something wrong. So obviously I was worried, perhaps after salah they are going to scold me, and somebody might hit me. He says, when namaz had terminated, Rasulullah called me. He called me very gently, with love and kindness. He says, مَا رَأَيْتُ مُعَلِّمًا قَبْلَهُ وَلَا بَعْدَهُ أَحْسَنَ تَعْلِيمًا مِنْهُ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. I have never seen in my life, and I will never see after him, any teacher, مُعَلِّمًا, any teacher, who thought his congregation and his disciples and his pupils better than how Rasulullah had taught. He was an excellent teacher. Therefore Allah says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. He was a role model, the best of models. The world has seen many luminaries, many legends that have come into this world, many famous people. They've made history and they've left this world. But the name of Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam till the day of Qiyamah will remain. And not only his name in the heart of every believer, in the four corners of the world, but his beautiful seerah, his biography, his lifestyle, the manner in which he conducted himself, the manner in which he behaved with people, the manner in which he showed tolerance to his wife, to his children, to his family members, to his neighbors, to the people who dealt with him, to every single person. The Sahabi says, then Rasulullah tells me, listen, salat, in salat, it is qiraat of the Quran. It is dhikr of Allah. We don't speak any other things. Very kindly he mentioned to me. Zahir radiallahu ta'ala was a villager. He would come to Medina Munawwara, bring some wares, some things for Rasulullah from the village. And Rasulullah would pack some food for him and give him when he was returning. This was the love they had. Once he comes to Medina, Rasulullah goes to the marketplace and he sees Zahir there. It is mentioned that Zahir was not very handsome. He wasn't good looking at all. But Rasulullah had ardent love for his sahaba. No matter who that sahabi may be, you and I only look for the wealthy and the rich people. We associate with the affluent people. We forget the poor people. We look for luxurious cars, for luxurious homes. But the quality of Rasulullah was such that he goes behind Zahir radiallahu ta'ala. He holds on to him, he presses him from the back. Zahir, not knowing who it is, begins to push. When he realizes this is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my beloved Habib, he says, then I remained in that condition. I was enjoying the warmth of the chest of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in my body. And Rasulullah then says, who wants to purchase a slave from me? May yashtari minni hadha al-abd. Who will buy this slave from me? Jokingly. Zahir says, Ya Rasulullah, Wallah, Allah's qasam, idhan tajiduni kasida, O Messenger of Allah, you will not gain any profit from me. I'm a poor person. I'm ugly looking. You'll gain nothing by selling me. Who is going to purchase me? Who's going to pay a high price for me? Nabi Sallallahu said, Allah's qasam, O Zahir, in the eyes of Allah, you are not poor. You are not downtrodden. You are not a pauper. You are ghali. You are rich in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He loved his sahaba. And therefore, in such a short period of time, he produced a galaxy of shining stars who emulated his and practiced upon his deen and his character. Jarir radiallahu ta'ala sends his servant to buy a camel for him. He purchases the camel for 200 or 300 dirhams. Comes to Jarir radiallahu ta'ala. Jarir looks at this camel. He says, no. This camel deserves a higher price. You have paid far too less for this camel. The value of this camel is more than what you paid for it. Let us be honest, brothers and analysts. Which one of us, when we do that deal and that transaction, or we buy and purchase something, and we know that this person has sold this thing to us for less than the actual value of the price, we come back so happy and we boast about it. I had a very good offer and I bought it for next to nothing. Which person has the guts? Which person has the courage? Which person is prepared to show the teaching of his beloved Rasulullah who he claims that he loves? This is Islam. Not only in the CD-ROM, in the hard drive, not only in the bookshop, in the libraries, in the bookshelves. Islam has to be displayed by you and I. The entire ummah is crying, they are waiting. They want to Islam, they have read about Islam. They have seen visuals about Islam. Unfortunately, because of people like myself, they cannot see Islam in our lives. They are staying away from accepting Islam. What injustice we have done to our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Jarir goes to that person, he says, I'm going to pay you more. He increases, he says, I'll give you 400. He says, I'm very happy. He says, no, 500. He says, oh, no problem. He says, 600. And finally he gives 800 dirhams for this camel. Somebody tells Jarir, how foolish can you be? 800 dirhams for such a camel which is only worth 200 or 300 dirhams. He says, I pledge allegiance to my master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that I will desire good for my fellow Muslim brother or sister. I will not harm him. I will not be cruel to him. I will not be unloyal to him. Brothers, the incidents go. There are so many, so many. Let us read the seerah of Rasulullah sallam and make up our minds. We all make mistakes. And as I mentioned, I am the biggest culprit. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not take us to task on the day of Qiyamah. Because having knowledge is one, and to practice it is something else. But there is hope. There is great hope for each and every one of us. Let us implement the beautiful teaching of Rasulullah in our life. Let us be kind to not only the Muslim Ummah, but even the non-Muslim Ummah. Just by our good action, wallah, the hearts will soften. They will see, this is Islam. This is how you Muslims behave. We had a complete wrong notion about Islam. This is Islam so beautiful. Wallah, you will find thousands and billions of people coming to the fold of Islam. We will become beacons of hidayat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding. Time has already expired. But inshallah, in the month of Rabiul Awwal, many talks will be given of the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi. Let us just go there for an entertainment and to just pass our time. Let us go with an open heart, an open mind, that how I could bring this sunnah or this way of life of my beloved Rasulullah sallallahu into my life, into my family's life, into my children's life, into my neighbor's life, into society. Deen is not only found in the masjid. MashaAllah, excel in ibadah. Let us go all out and perform our salat and our Quran and our tilawat. But coupled with that is the akhlaq we show in the marketplace, the akhlaq we show with the wives. Wallah, my respected brothers and elders, ask the senior ulama ikram and ask those people who are daily dealing with social and welfare cases. It is a shame upon us, the men of this ummah, in the very ill-mannered way, the very barbaric way, the very cruel way, inhumane way, we treat our wives. And therefore we find there are so many lobbies and so many groups crying and shouting for women's rights. It is Islam that gave a wife. It is Islam that gave and afforded and accorded a woman her rights. Let us give them our rights. We will lose nothing but the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.